Are you talking to us about positivity?
Give it to us
in abundance, please.
Kind of not. I'm taking the positivity bubble and I'm putting a pin in it. There's an article in the Daily Mail today about inspirational quotes.
Oh, we love an inspirational quote around here.
Do you? Well, that's why I'm about to burst that bubble, because the article says inspirational quotes make me want to scream.
Okay.
Marianne Power is writing in the Mail today and she's saying, look, I used to love inspirational quotes. She says she was the type of person that had them all over her house. She was buying the self-help books and she loved the sort of, you know, the go forth and climb a mountain. This is the first sentence of the rest of your life. Everything you want is waiting for you. All these kind of things.
Every marathon starts with one step, and that's
kind of thing. And she said she loved them, but we've done overkill, as humans tend to do.
So are we talking the kind of the live, laugh, love framed picture on your wall?
That's the one.
Everybody has.
That's the one.
I'm an individual. I live by this quote. But
she says they're posted in train stations, cafes, all over Instagram, pavements even.
Yeah.
She has a list of her top five most toe-curling phrases.
Oh, brilliant. 10 toe curls out of 10 for all of these. Come on, we'll rate them.
These are the ones that she just does not like, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Dance like nobody's watching.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone has that one. She says, no, they're not. I live alone. I dance in the kitchen. You know, no one's watching. Now, there's probably people listening out there saying, I have these in my bathroom. Mm. Yeah, everybody does. That's the thing. I think that's the point she's making. Another one is everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, do we need to put that on our wall?
Is the question
really?
Then, they've lost their kind of impact if they're so ubiquitous.
Yes. I think that is definitely it. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with just one step. That's like the marathon one you had. Mm. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
Oh, yeah.
And everything works if you switch it off and back on again. Even you.
Do we just need new ones, or do we kind of need to?
No, we don't need new ones.
Okay,
we do not need.
But
new
like,
ones.
If it ain't broke, don't. But like, a change is as good as a rest. If we refreshed, if you walked into your shop and you saw different quotes in frames now for the next couple of years, would they have more of an impact? Because they lose their impact, as I said, maybe over time.
But I mean, these quotes have been around for years. Yeah. I think it's just because we started putting them on postage stamps, kind of thing. And I think Instagram probably has an awful lot to do with that. You know,
picture of the park bench with the sunset in the background with any of those quotes that you just mentioned. I can't even recall one because I'm not about the positive quotes, I must say. Interesting. I'd love to hear from you this morning. Do you have some of these on your wall? Have they lost impact? Do we just need new ones? Yay or nay to the positivity quotes? Do you have any at home? Or do you live by any?
No. I wouldn't say God, no. Why would you live by inspirational quotes? Just live. You know, you just get up and you do your stuff.
Just live in itself. That's a positivity quote.
I'm just going to go with that one. Yeah, just live.
Yeah, okay.
If you're not doing that, you're doing something wrong.
Getting some texts in on 083-333-975, both text and WhatsApp. My version of an inspirational quote this says is, don't walk where there's ice, you'll slip on your arse. Which is true. It's advice for life. You can't forget from Shawshank. Get busy living or get busy dying, says Martin.
Yeah, I see some of them. I don't know. When I saw Shawshank, I thought, oh, that's a nice inspirational quote. But if somebody Facebooked me that now, I would just go, please. Someone else says, I don't live by any quotes, but some of them are nice to hear at a particular time.
Yeah.
I think it's social media that has murdered them all for us. And Tony in Ballymac agrees. He says, rather than inspirational, quote unquote, some belong in a fortune cookie or even a Christmas cracker. Facebook is full of them. Grr.
So he's not for the positive quotes.
No.
A lot of people are for them, though. Here's another one on WhatsApp. All for positivity and love getting these quotes. My friend sends me one almost every morning. They're beautiful. And she's quoted, be kind, be fair, be honest, be true, and all these things will come back to you. Always remember, what goes around comes around, Aveen.
I'd be unfriending that person. Unfriend. At the end of the article, this person says that she's got a couple of demotivational quotes
for
you, right?
These are my kind of quotes. Come on now.
Vinny, I think this is your mantra. You can't do anything wrong if you don't do anything at all.
It's literally what I tell people. Like every Friday, anything on this weekend, and I always say no. If you don't make any plans, then plans can't go wrong.
Okay, that's the one you live by. Today will be like every other day.
Kinda.
Yeah, that's kind of. See, I think that the thing about inspirational and demotivational quotes is like they're just stating the obvious, really, aren't they?
And it's a bit. And if you write them in a nice font and put a nice picture in the background, it means so much more.
Yeah.
Copyright of Farmer Stew, a couple of days. Morning, Stew. Good to hear from you. Fear is the thief of dreams, it says. And it's easier to lead from the front than shout from the back. On, Stew.
yeah, again, you know, stating the obvious is always kind of like, I think.
These are things that people think maybe, but don't verbalise. But until you do, you know. Maybe we should let 7-year-olds write inspirational quotes.
Most definitely. I'm up for that.
Because you cannot beat this. In the words of our 7-year-old daughter, reads the WhatsApp at the time to her dad, who was in the shower. She shouts, "Dad, wash your face first and your bum last, or you'll get bum juice on your face." I mean, if those aren't words to live by, I mean...
I'll put that on a poster and I'll put it in my bathroom. Brilliant stuff.
Copyright those.